I don't think it'd be appropriate for us to detail our subcontracting arrangements.
Well, I respectfully, Mr Osborne, disagree. This is a pretty serious parliamentary inquiry. Subcontracts have been a discussion of this committee ongoing. You are now the head you hold the head contract. The issues that have been raised of how this event occurred involved subcontractors previously. I don't see why you couldn't give us that information. We're not asking for the values of those subcontracts, we're asking who those subcontractors are.
Senator, again, I'd have to take the question on notice. I note the confidentiality arrangements we have with the department. In our opening statement, obviously, we noted that Wilson, as a major subcontractor, is a major contributor to the service that we offer, but I would have to take that one on notice.
You know, the department has every right to ask for copies of your subcontracts.
I believe so, yes.
Have they asked for copies of your subcontracts?
Not as far as I'm aware. I don't know, Fraser, whether...
Not as far as I'm aware.
Have you been asked not to give us the names of your subcontractors by the department?
No.
So on what advice are you making this claim?
I think
immunity, effectively.
Yes, Senator, I mean, look, we've signed a contract with the department. The contract is extensive. It has a confidentiality deed for the company. It also has a deed for an individual regarding confidentiality and privacy, and there are also extensive provisions regarding commercial information and associated management plans, procedures, policies, organisational charge, etc., etc. So the obligations we've signed are significant and they are extensive, we have to respect those. So
are you telling me that it is part of the confidentiality agreement not to disclose who your subcontractors are?
That there is a range of information that we are bound contractually not to discuss. Yes.
Who your subcontractors are.
Correct.